Wump Muppet Puppets are the culmination of puppeteer Terrence Burke's lifelong passion for puppetry. This interest began when he was a child, when watching the first season of Sesame Street back in 1969. And today, he entertains hundreds of Cincinnati-area children with his lovable collection of puppet characters. Welcome to Around Cincinnati, Terrence Burke.
Well, hello, and thanks for having us.
That's the point. There's more than just you. But I'm going to let you introduce a couple of your extra guests.
Well, on our right hand, and perhaps if this is broadcast in stereo, it would be the right speaker, is me. I am Cyril the Sea Monster, and very pleased to meet you, Robin.
Well, it's wonderful to meet you too, Cyril.
And over.
Hey, wait, I want to introduce myself.
Okay, go ahead.
My name is Coleman, and I am a Sasquatch. Hi.
But you're such a small Sasquatch. No
offense. That's part of the joke.
Got it.
Little. And you know, the kids love me because I'm cute and lovable.
Terrence, why don't you tell us how you first got into puppetry?
Well, I had to be watching television as a child in the mid to late 1960s, seeing wonderful television shows as Captain Kangaroo, Sherry Lewis, Kukla Fran and Ollie, and eventually Sesame Street. I was not quite 5 years old, and I saw the Sesame Street program on TV, and I asked my mom and dad, how do they do this? What are those things? And they said, oh, those are just puppets. And I want to know why and how they made these and just get inside and learn everything there was to learn about puppetry. So my dad took me to a puppetry festival in Boston, Massachusetts, where I grew up, and I get to meet Carol Spinney, who is still the puppeteer behind Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch. And it was quite exciting to be a small child to see Oscar the Grouch back when he was orange still. And then my folks enrolled me in a class at the YMCA, and I quickly took it over and wrote my first puppet play, Snowy Baby and the Seven Hippies. And started building more papier-mâché puppets, very simple childhood puppets, up until about junior high school or so. And suddenly, rock and roll and girls caught my attention and put the puppets away for several years. And then, about 2001 or so, needed some different directions, we'll say, in my life, and needed to bring some joy into the world and say, it's time to do this again. I became a dad in the middle of the first decade of the 21st century. And, well, my children wanted to see these funny little things that I'd built.
And that's where we came into action.
Wow.
And my daughter was in preschool, and she told her teacher, my daddy builds puppets. And the teacher asked me, your daughter said you build puppets. And I said, yeah, I do. I play around with the kids with them. She goes, well, can you bring them in and show the children what you do? And I'm, okay. So I threw together a little 10-minute song and dance and silliness. After I did the show for the kids, the teacher pulled me aside and said, you should do this more often. And I took her suggestion. I am a member now of the Cincinnati Area Puppetry Guild. I am a member of Puppeteers of America. And I am performing monthly now throughout the greater Cincinnati and basically sharing my joy and love of puppetry with anybody who'll put up with my silliness.
And it's quite a bit.
Where did the name Wump Muppet come from? I love it.
It's a silly nonsense word that my wife made up many years ago when I was more involved with experimental music. We wanted to name the room that I recorded in. Say, I'll be up in Wump Muppet. Originally, this was all going to be called Wonder Puppets. And she said, it doesn't seem such a great idea. Why don't you recycle Wump Muppet? And here we are. It's a mouthful, but it's ours.
You just attended the 2013 National Puppetry Festival. Where was that held and what happens at a puppetry festival?
Oh, my goodness. That was held at Swarthmore College in Pennsylvania, just outside of Philadelphia. Think of it as Puppeteer's Summer Camp. Every morning started at about 9 a.m. You had classes up until lunchtime, and then lunch, then performances, then workshops, lectures, and everything went into the wee hours in the morning. I think I was averaging going to bed at 2 a.m. and getting up at 5 for my morning walk and stretch. But the adrenaline, the energy, the fantastic people that are all there. Think of this, over 500 puppeteers who have no other job and goal to bring joy through puppets to the world. It was one of the happiest weeks of my life, honestly. And it was such a great time, yes.
Yeah.
And be able to meet people that I'd only known electronically through Facebook and internet connections, to be able to learn new building skills. In fact, just this past week, we finished a brand new stage that'll be rolling out through September into the show. And just an inspiration of seeing different styles of puppets and different kinds of productions was just so incredible that I encourage anyone who's interested and has the means to go. They're held every other year. If you enjoy puppetry, you will love the festivals.
It sounds like there's also a challenge in developing and being consistent with your voice and the character that you're representing at that moment, because you have a family of how many puppets?
Right now, we perform with about 5.
How do you approach that?
Well, originally, the voices come out in something that is very comfortable, that I can speak in as well as sing. I write all the tunes that are in the show, and if I can sing and speak, they qualify, and if it doesn't hurt my voice very much. Originally, Cyril was going to have almost a Cockney accent,
and it didn't work very well, so we axed it.
Coleman, I needed a complete contrast from Cyril.
So he gave me a little voice like this.
We can actually do duets with these voices successfully sometimes.
Wow.
When they don't bump into each other in my brain. So I kind of separate right side, left side, different puppet on a different hand, and I try to channel little tiny bits of my personality through the characters, thus giving them part of my soul that I'm sharing with the audience.
Now, you've got several opportunities coming up in the month of September for children and families and adults who love puppets to see Wump Muckett Puppets in action. Can you tell us a little bit about where you'll be performing?
Sure. On Sunday, September 15th, we will be performing at the Smale Riverfront Park Children's Theater Series. And the show is about 3 o'clock, and it is free. All are welcome. And then later in the month, we are doing 2 dates at the Clifton Fest Kid Zone. And that is on Saturday, September 28th, as well as Sunday, September 29th, again for a 3 o'clock showtime, and both events are free.
Do you perform for schools? If a teacher or principal wanted you to come out as part of their enrichment?
Absolutely. You can contact us through our website, and we'd be happy to talk to them and set up something.
It's been delightful to meet all 3 of you.
Yeah, well, we keep him around.
We kind of like him because, you know, he puts voices in our mouths.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Burke, for bringing your friends, or for your friends having brought you today.
We like to keep him around.
I've been speaking with Terrence Burke, creator of the Wump Muckett Puppets, who will be performing on September 15th at the Family Summer Fun Theater Series and at Clifton Fest on both September 28th and 29th. For more information about those performances and more about Wump Muckett Puppets, please visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey Allgaier.